Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you again for taking the time to come talk with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me again.
And it was an exciting commission meeting yesterday. I mean, normally you don't leave a commission meeting saying, man, that was really exciting, but there was something that happened in that. The American Legion came, and they were originally, the agenda item was to ask to disband and instead form a kind of an Emery County veterans group instead of, because of rising membership rates for the American Legion. But it was a great moment of solidarity between you, all three of the commissioners, where you came together and you asked them, do you want to disband or do you want to stay as the American Legion? When they said they wanted to, you guys were very quick to give them a $500 donation to each of the three posts of Emery County. So let's just kind of talk about what was that like from the commissioner's perspective?
You know what? Our veterans have just been a huge part of not only, you know, America, but our local community, and they work hard. They put a lot of their life into our country and our community and a lot of things that they do. And we can talk about that later as our spotlight. But I truly think that so a lot of our veterans are on fixed incomes. Some of them can't pay the dues to be a part of the Legion. And so we wanted to donate the $500 to each post so that if there are veterans that can't afford it anymore or want to participate now that this will help pay their dues, we love their involvement in the community and all the things that they do. So, yeah, it was great yesterday.
And then that kind of leads into who we wanted to spotlight this week with the veterans of Emery County. So let's dive a little bit more in depth to what they're doing for our communities.
Yeah, you bet. So they attend funerals for other veterans and other funerals where they show respect. They come to our events, our city celebrations, our county fair. They're just a part of our community, and it's just the way that they were raised and the way that they love community and so way excited to give them the spotlight this week and just appreciate our veterans, the posts, and the American Legion, and we want them to continue to thrive in our community.
Yeah, it's an organization that you really love to see getting involved in your community with the American Legion. I mean, they do so much for the community. I mean, just a few years ago when I was back in high school, they were quick to donate so I could go to Boys State. And the generosity of these veterans is, you can't say enough about it because it's really incredible what they're doing for the community. And then kind of moving on to some upcoming events within Emery County. On Thursday this week, the Green River Energy Center is holding a groundbreaking. And the big topic about that one is going to be Governor Cox is going to be there.
Yeah, you bet. It's always good when a governor comes to our community. We also have governor's staff from Emery County, Mike. We're excited to always have the governor's office down so that we can rub shoulders and visit with them about community and challenges and also wins that we have. So it's always nice to have the governor in town and his staff. So very happy.
Yeah, that's going to be an exciting event. And then speaking of exciting events, this one more exciting on the scary side of things. You have the upcoming Emery County Paranormal Con coming up in October.
Yeah, that's been going on for the past few years. It's a fundraiser for our museum, and so the Paranormal Con, a lot of different activities. You know, I think it'll be a lot of fun if you look it up on Facebook or online if you want to register. But a lot of things going on with that. I know there's a dinner. And I know that there's a lot of activities that surround that. I wish I could say more. I should have that pulled up. But if you're interested in the Paranormal Con, a lot of fun activities that surround that.
Yeah, it's always a community pleaser. I mean, I love the community involvement for the Paranormal Con. And then the last really big activity we wanted to touch on was earlier this week, the Eastern Utah Economic Summit happened, and you and I were both there. But what was it like being there from the commissioner's perspective?
Yeah, it was really good, not only for the networking and the different entities around the state and local community and Carbon and Emery counties. But yeah, there was a pitch competition, businesses and startups that were funded, really good presentation on, customer service and customer engagement and how to serve customers in our community. And then we had some energy breakout rooms talking about, the future of energy in Carbon and Emery County, coal mines opening up. We have one in Emery County opening up, but also looking to the future in potential nuclear. And so a lot of discussion around that. And then there were some housing breakouts. I wasn't able to attend that one, but it was good to touch on future and then some challenges that we're looking at and trying to solve with housing. And so, yeah, it was really well put together and glad I was able to attend. And it was good to see you.
Yeah, it was great to see you there too. I mean, it's an exciting event, especially when you can bring all of Eastern Utah together for an event like that. It's great getting all these different perspectives from outside what we can normally get by just staying in the area. Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, yeah, just excited to have the governor come down this week, Mike Mowers from Farron, but I just the support of the state. And just appreciate all those that support our community. So thanks for having me today.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, thank you for taking the time to come talk with us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard, and we were talking about all things Emery County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.